You guys gave me my first big break.
Hey everybody, Overdrive Radio host Todd Dills here, and today on the podcast, brief look back into just a little bit of Overdrive's recent history. As you heard, Canada-headquartered owner-operator Josh Giesbrecht, an intimate up top. He was getting into a little bit of a story whose full contours I guess I wasn't totally aware of, though I've certainly been aware of Giesbrecht through the years for his Trucker Josh series of video blogs, or vlogs, hosted via a YouTube channel that, for going on 15 years, has brought the bedrock in-cab reality of Canadian and U.S. hauling to the masses all around the world. Turns out, Overdrive was among the first outlets to cover what he was doing way back near the start of it, as he tells it.
Back in the day, this was probably 11, 10 years ago, I had maybe 3,000 subscribers, which I had built up over a couple of years already.
Okay.
So I've been working at this, and then I got an email from someone at Overdrive there, and they said, hey, we'd like to do a story on you. And I didn't know really, I've never done anything like this before at that time. I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Cool. Did a phone interview over the phone and printed just a little article. It wasn't anything big or anything, but it got a lot of traction. There's a lot of people that must have seen it because my subscribers jumped up from maybe 3,000 to 20,000 in a matter of weeks. It was a huge jump. And from there was other interviews that they saw that and they wanted to interview me. So it sort of snowballed, and then we just sort of kept it going over the years.
The rest's history. Living history for sure, though. As the channel continues to be a repository of landscapes and tarping tutorials, with mini rants and safety outreach, and so much more. Trucker Josh Giesbrecht is the latest inductee to a Hall of Fame hosted by a company regular listeners will no doubt be well aware of. You can find the fine folks at Howes Products via H-O-W-E-S, HowesProducts.com. And for their Hall of Fame, just add a slash in the letters H-O-F on the end of that web address. I sat down with owner-operator Josh Giesbrecht and Howes Executive Vice President Rob Howes II at the Mid-America Trucking Show, where the Howes Company announced the Hall of Fame induction. Was Trucker Josh surprised by it? You bet.
When they first brought it, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't expecting this. I got a phone call when I was at home. We had just moved into our new house before the snow fell. And I got a phone call from Rich, I believe, where he lined up a phone call through email.
Right.
And then he explained it all to me and said that they would like to induct me into their Hall of Fame and have me out here at Matt's.
Yeah,
it was sort of a surreal moment.
He's a worthy member of the Hall, no doubt, though. As in my view, it's somewhat easy to underestimate the impact video blogs like Trucker Josh's have had on better appreciation of the work of trucking by the general public. Giesbrecht's was certainly among the first, and now with a subscription base in the six figures, it's continuing to strike a nerve. Or strike a chord, as it were, with a worldwide audience. On the other side of a break, we'll pick right up with Giesbrecht where he is today, proud father of a young child, in his dream truck, and otherwise, steady as she goes with the Trucker Josh YouTube channel. So keep tuned.
This spring, increase rig power and performance with Howes Diesel Defender. It's warranty safe and made with no alcohol or harmful solvents to keep you running at your best. It provides maximum lubricity and specialized IDX4 detergent cleans and prevents deposits. It safely removes harmful water and even provides a 5% increase in fuel economy or more guaranteed. Grab a bottle today at retailers and truck stops nationwide and visit HowesProducts.com for more information.
That's H-O-W-E-S, HowesProducts.com. Find the Hall of Fame, as previously noted, via HowesProducts.com/H-O-F. Here's Trucker Josh Giesbrecht reaching back eventually to his start hauling.
I'm from southeastern Manitoba, from a town called Steinbach. We're a little north of Minnesota, just into Canada. I'm a open-deck, flatbed hauler. So I own my own truck. I don't own the trailer, but haul freight mostly regionally around the area within about 1,000 miles radius of Winnipeg, which would include North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, that whole area of the northern Midwest. Well, I started with Pepsi actually. I was delivering Pepsi in Winnipeg in 2006. Worked there until 2011 and then got out of there and got to where I was.
When we wrote about the Trucker Josh YouTube channel all those many years ago, Giesbrecht was still a company driver, But since that time,
I've bought a couple of trucks over the years.
Okay.
So I started what I'm doing now in 2011 as well, driving truck. That's when I started my YouTube as well.
Yeah.
2014, I bought a Freightliner, was it a Columbia? Century, Freightliner Century.
Okay.
An older one, had that for about 3 years, I sold it. And then I went back to company driving. And then I leased a Volvo for a few years, brought that back and went back to company. And then now I finally got the truck that I've wanted all along, which is the, it's a 2008 Kenworth W900. So I'm finally in the truck that I've always dreamed about. And now I was just settling in, keeping that thing going.
He's now had the W9 for just about 2 years, he said, contracted to Keystone Western, in whose operation he's pulled ever since that early start with Pepsi. Through each of those runs at business ownership, he's kept his YouTube channel going strong, now with more than 130,000 subscribers from all around the world.
It's been grown into something that I couldn't have imagined at the beginning. I had always hoped, that it'll grow, and I hope it keeps growing. But the journey's fun, that's for sure. What I'm doing now I really like, is I own my truck, and I have full freedom with my truck. But I don't have all the headaches of the office work. I don't have to chase after money. I don't have to do the sales. We have a great sales team that finds me all the loads, negotiates rates for me. I don't have to do that. They take care of dispatching me. They take care of everything. All the headaches that you wouldn't want to deal with, they take care of. They have been 100% supportive. Yeah, it's a company called Keystone Western, based out of Grand Point, which is just south of Winnipeg. They've been absolutely fantastic. Family run, family based, very much like the Howes family.
Right.
I love that I can work with companies that are like that, because that's sort of where I come from. That's where my values line up with.
Right.
Where family comes first. Family's number one. And they're family run, great ownership, great dispatch. Everyone there is fantastic. I've been there for 12 years now. I got my inspiration off of daily vloggers that I watched at the time, which had nothing to do with trucking.
Yeah.
I watched daily vloggers back then in 2010, 11, like families like the Shaytards online, and Charles Trippy and Ellie and Jared. These are all just different family channels. I found it interesting that they could share their life every day with the internet and make it fun.
Right.
I figured, what if I would take that and bring it into trucking? I wanted to show people what I did. There's no way for them to know what a truck driver does every day, because it's such a solitary life. And if you don't grow up in the truck, being in a truck, I'd say 90% of people probably haven't even been inside a truck. They don't know. There's people that don't know that we sleep in our trucks.
Right.
Or what it's like. So I wanted to show that to everybody. So I took the inspiration off these other family vloggers that were just starting off. I went to a bunch of conventions. I met them. Great people. And I figured, I'm going to take this and I'm going to apply this to my life in trucking and see what happens. There was nobody doing it at the time. There was a couple of guys making trucking videos, and a couple of guys got started off before me. But I said, I'm going to do this every single day. And as far as I know, I was the first guy that started doing that on YouTube. But since then, yeah, it's grown a lot. I say daily, but I take a little break here and there, especially with the young one at home. We've got a son who's turning one tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a big day tomorrow. So with that being at home, I don't have the same time that I used to. But I still try to get him up every day. Some days we just take a break, though. Most days, I would say.
Most days, he's got a video blog up and running at the channel, that is, which any of you can find easily by searching truckerjosh.youtube.com. Find direct links to the channel in the show notes, too, wherever you're listening. Or in the post that will house this podcast dated May 6th, 2024 at overdriveonline.com/overdrive-radio.
It's one thing I've been definitely dedicated to. I want to keep this going, and I don't want to stop. I want this to go throughout my life. I want that to be sort of like my, I don't know if you call it legacy, or my thing that I leave behind to my kids, my grandkids. They can always go back and see the progression of my life, and hopefully it's something that can earn their respect, saying, here, he started from here, and he ended here, and he did good.
A gift to the world, too.
People all over the world, I often say that I never know whose desk my videos land on. Like, years ago, who knew that the owner of Howes Products would be sitting next to me at a table because they invited me down to be in the Hall of Fame for Howes. Years ago, I would have never imagined. Like, I don't know where these videos make it to. Like, but you never know who's watching. It's equal opportunity for everyone. Doesn't matter where they are, if they have a smartphone or a computer, they have equal access to it.
He keeps using the word entertainment, and I've heard you say that a lot. Like, I'm out to entertain, and that's what my videos are for, but I find them to be, and obviously that's a big part of why we invited them into the Hall of Fame, as it's, to me, they're so much more than entertainment. They're inspiration, they're education.
That was the voice there of Rob Howes II, Executive Vice President of Howes Products, following in the footsteps of his father and family before him, too.
They make you feel like you're a part of the industry, even if you're not a part of the industry, and they're informative to those that cars don't respect trucks a lot of times. And yeah. I think that being able to see through the eyes of the trucker is invaluable to mm-hmm. those that aren't used to that. And maybe, you know, you're adding a little bit more respect to others out there too. So.
And that means that I'm succeeding in what I'm trying to do. That's one of my biggest goals, is that I do want to show people what the life is like and educate them to what it's like to be a truck driver from my perspective up here. A lot of people who watch me aren't truck drivers. And to them, we're big, we're heavy, we're slow, we're in their way everywhere they go. We're just in their way, we annoy them. But if I can put a human being in the driver's seat, that being me, I can give them a look through my eyes saying, hey, this is what it's like from my perspective, and actually you're in my way. Not all the time, I'm joking. Yeah, it's hard for me to stop. I'm joking, but we both feel like we're in each other's way and we sort of got to navigate this together. And yeah, it takes me a while to stop when I'm fully loaded. So when you cut in front of me and slam on your brakes, this is what it looks like in front of in my cab when you do that. And then I got to clean up everything that you've knocked off my shelves and, you know, you scare the daylights out of me because I don't want to hurt anybody. And my truck is going to crush your car like a tin can. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. Yeah. People often say that I complain too much. And I tell them, well, you're complaining about my complaining, so we're all complaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, part of the complaining is part of the vlog. It's part of the education, part of the entertainment. This is, it frustrates the driver.
Yeah.
When you get guys cutting in and out and weaving in and out of traffic, there's a human being in that seat and you're putting everyone's life in danger in it. Passing on both sides, passing on my right or sitting in my blind spot. And I get frustrated by that. And by me complaining, what they call it online, I guess it is complaining. I hope that it's something that everyone can relate to, sort of get a chuckle over, like, yeah, I hate that too. And to other people, it can be like, oh, I never realized that bothered these guys so much. Yeah, it really bothers me when you do that.
Yeah, one of the things we keep talking about is the inspiration side and bringing new truckers on. I've seen comments already of people that have entered the industry just because of watching you and what you do. And it's a true peek into what it's really going to be like. It's kind of like being able to try the job before you do it. And it's difficult to get new drivers into the industry. So to have something like your blog where you can inspire others to join that and handle that problem from a different point of view is really important, and that was one of our big sticking points for inducting Josh into the Hall of Fame. And there are a lot of different ways that we're tackling that problem, and I think this is a really neat way to do it. So.
Like we were saying earlier, it's real reality TV. It's not scripted. There's not a plan. I don't know what's going to happen when I start the day.
Yeah.
It's whatever happens. It might be a boring day.
Yeah.
I'll post that too and show people this is the real life. This is what happened today. And other days are a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
Boring days are good.
Yeah. A boring day is a good day.
Maybe not. More boring
day. But yeah, the reality portion of it is the important thing though, because again, we talked about the bill of goods, right? Maybe you enter the industry and you're like, this is going to be great. And you realize that a lot of days are just from point A to point B.
Really, it's
just a lot of info.
A lot of recruiters, that's their job to get people in seats. So they're going to say what they need to say to get you in that seat. I want to actually show them, like, I love what I do, so you can see how I do it. But this is the reality of it. If it's not for you, don't feel bad. Like it's not for everybody. It can be really taxing and a really hard life, especially if you've got a family at home.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy what I'm doing. And if you think you will too, this is what it's like. Through my eyes. Keeping in mind their story is going to be a little different. everybody's story is different.
It's a good way to show that juggling of family too, especially with the new one there. Yeah. And you get the, right from the start, they get to see, hey, what's it like?
And there's a whole story side of that story that's not really covered in my blogs either, and that's my wife's side of the story.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
she's at home, it's not just me that's a trucker, she's also a trucker's wife. She's at home raising her son during the week while I'm at work. And that could be a vlog channel all on its own, I'm sure, if she was more interested in doing that. But vlogging has sort of been my thing, so I show everything from my perspective. But I try to tie in her perspective as well when I can, because that's something you have to take into account if you have a family. They have to be on board. We've been together since 2017. We got married, and we were dating for about 2 years before that.
Increasingly, since turning towards self-employment as an owner-operator, Trucker Josh Giesbrecht's channel has taken on an educational component for other owners, aspiring truckers and owners, and others. For instance...
Yeah, there's a wrong way to tarp a load, but tying down a load in general, there's not just one way to do it. I can show you the way that I do it, and that works. That works for me. But, you know, there's many different ways of doing it. Prices of things. I like making people aware of what things cost. Like, I just bought a new set of tarps for my truck. It cost me $800 US. A lot of people don't know what that price would be. But you need to have a set of tarps if you're going to be running flatbed, depending on what freight you're hauling. Cost of fuel, how much fuel I burn every day. That's all very different, because when you're a company driver, you don't need to worry about paying for the fuel or the fuel economy. You don't need to worry about buying your equipment. It's all supplied for you. But as an owner-operator, you also feel the need to take care of things a lot better. Because if you break them, the company's not just going to replace it. You have to replace it, and everything is expensive. Everything. Very expensive. All the equipment I have thousands of dollars of equipment on my truck. Chains and binders and straps and corners. And also, once you buy a truck, you're in it. Then you're in it to win it, and you can't fail unless you really want to go down. As a company driver, I always say, when people first get into trucking, be a company driver for at least 12 months through all four seasons. See how you like it. Don't jump into a massive investment like buying a new truck until you're sure this is what you want to do for at least 5 years. Because you're going to have to pay that truck off, or you're going to have this huge debt that you're going to have to pay back. Unless you got all that cash just to buy a truck. I mean, you have $300,000 lying around just to buy, then you don't have debt and you got no worries, man. I don't.
Finally, leading into Matt's in March and this conversation with Trucker Josh, I'd run through some of his then recent episodes on YouTube and found little mention of Giesbrecht's ride-along companion. Those who followed him for years will know I'm referring there to a great dog named Diesel. With a little bit of trepidation inside me, I asked after Diesel, heartened to hear that the pup's going strong, though homebound these days with the Giesbrecht family.
Still there, yeah, he's turning 13 in August this year, 2024. He's an old guy already. He's mostly all grayed already on his face. He's having problems with his hips. They're getting a little stiff. So he can't jump up in the truck anymore. He has trouble with stairs even. So he's retired. He's enjoying the rest of his life at home with his family and with his other friends and brother dogs. And I think he's happy being at home now. It was hard for him at first, a little bit of separation anxiety. But my wife is there with him all the time. And we have a bunch of other dogs that are with him. And now our son is there too. So they have a blast every day. I'm a little jealous of him. He just gets to hang out with the family all day and run around in the yard, or I guess it's more like walk around in the yard now. But
here's wishing the best for both. You can tour the virtual House Hall of Fame via the company website for it. It's houseproducts.com/HOF. Big thanks to House for their continued support of Overdrive Radio and for bringing owner-operator Josh Giesbrecht's story to many, many more folks within and outside of trucking. Find more about him via the Trucker Josh daily video blogs via a direct link I'll post in the show notes and in the post that will house this podcast dated May 6th at overdriveonline.com/overdrive-radio. Big thanks for listening, as always. Overdrive Radio is a production of Overdrive, the voice of the American trucker. It's edited and produced by me, Todd Dills, with the acoustic guitar and other support of trucker-songwriter Long Haul Paul Marhoefer. The theme is Legend of the Snake Man by Marhoefer, featuring the guitar work of Travis, the Snake Man himself, Wemmick, Terry Two Socks Richardson on bass, keys by Tisha Mingo, Jim Whitehead, and on drums, Andrew Marshall. The podcast is backed up further by Overdrive's own news editor, Matt Cole, executive editor Alex Locke, social media coordinator Jasmine Campbell, and video editors Lawson Rudisil and Edward Gwynn. We'll see you next time.